Hey everybody, I'm Patrick Villegas.
I'm Abraham Gutierrez.
I'm Erica.
Welcome back to Things We Talk About.
Where we talk about the things that we talk about.
I can't grab my water.
I'm trying to use your foot. How are you going to grab your water with your foot?
Is it with 20 minutes a day, I'll have the dexterity.
I'm trying to use my arms as counterweights.
Stupid.
Nope. God damn it, where'd it go? Ah, there we go. Got it.
What?
Nothing.
What's funny?
She's mocking you.
Oh.
You already didn't catch it.
I didn't. I told her on the way to breakfast, she was like, bitching at everyone on the road. And I was like, oh my God, I'm pre-sad already because she's going to be talking so much shit on me. And she's like, no, I won't. And then all through breakfast, she's talking shit. And she's like, you're just sensitive. And I was like, all right, fine. The minute we start recording, she starts mocking me.
Not even the minute. The very first thing that's caught.
I cleared my throat.
You guys ready? Ready?
Ready.
All right, cool.
So it's gonna be one of those days.
No, it's not.
Thankfully, sure. I'm not gonna be talking much. It's only my report.
Yeah.
Oh shit. All right, go.
I'm gonna feel so bad for you.
Are you pre-sad for me?
I could say I'm pre-sad.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what she's about to do to you.
I'm not gonna
you
do
don't
anything.
Deserve this. All right. So normally we have some banter, but I don't think we're gonna be having it. I think this is that. I think Erica being a dick to me is that.
I'm not being a dick.
So I'm sick today. So I don't know if I'm going to come across as nasally. I feel very congested. I feel extremely
nasally. Well, you're not sick today.
Nasally.
You've been sick today.
Maybe we should close
You were sick yesterday.
The door.
You'll probably be sick tomorrow.
Why?
Because you said you're sick today.
Oh, I was sick yesterday.
That's what I just said.
Uh-huh.
He's saying, why did you say today? You should have just said, I'm sick.
We're recording today, though.
I don't think he gets it.
Well, I wouldn't get it. I'm sick. Be nice to me, guys. Fuck off. Be okay. Nice to me.
I'm gonna talk to very literal Patrick.
Maybe you should close the door so you don't get more like.
So you don't turn into Steve Urkel.
No, like nosy.
Yep. No, I need to know what's going on out there. It's so dumb.
Nasally.
Yep.
No, I think he's nosy enough already.
Yeah, I am. All right. So if I'm loud or cough or whatever, I apologize in advance to the listeners, not to Erica. It's August 2nd, 1876. Why are you already?
I'm going through my memory of like August 2nd,
1876.
Mm-hmm. You were not alive.
No, but I'm trying to think.
The thought of you wasn't even alive.
Does that date have any importance to me?
No.
You weren't alive. Why would it?
So?
You weren't alive when the Titanic sank, but you bring that up often.
I don't bring up the Titanic.
Look, you just did.
Because he did.
I'm just kidding.
In multiple episodes, we've said, oh, this date in the 70s. And she's like, Titanic sank.
Oh, yeah. Is that when the Titanic sank?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would I know that?
I know.
See, if I was so enthusiastic about the Titanic, I would know the date. But I'm not.
You're the one that brings it up constantly.
Just because it's the only event I know. Who fought in World War II? The Titanic.
Dude, they should make a cruise line thing that only travels from here to Thailand, and it's called the Titanic.
Yeah?
That'd be good.
You know, they were talking about remaking the Titanic.
No, yeah, well, yeah, why? But you're talking about the original one. I'm talking about the Titanic.
I understood.
Wait, why
as
are
in
they
Thai food?
It?
Because it would be a touristy thing.
Oh,
And like people would pay to
what
do
it was supposed to be.
Why? What do you mean? Why would they remake it? Because people like money.
You meant the movie. Oh my god.
I was like, what? But Leo and Kate Winslet were on point. Why would you want to remake it?
So it's August 2nd.
See? I'm the translator here. I know what you said. I know what she heard.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Is the art, when you're not here, our conversations are just, mm-hmm. And then just moving on because neither of us know what the hell. Just, mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you're having fun.
That's why we painted. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no words.
I'm having fun because you're having fun. Like this is nice.
We just talk about colors.
Yeah. So it's August 2nd, 1876.
Mm-hmm.
It's cowboy times. Dusters, 10-gallon hats.
Ooh,
dusters.
I've been wanting to buy a duster.
Oh, dude, they're legit.
They're super awesome.
You're going to want one after this.
But not one so long. That like I'd want it to go down to like my knees.
Wait, what's so it's a duster?
Dusty, not a duster.
You know those cowboy coats that go all the way down?
Oh.
That's the duster.
With their legs that go all the way up.
I was thinking about like a guy with like a duster.
Yeah, he wants to be a French maid, but with a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah.
That's like, oh my God.
Wow.
Why do you want a duster?
You know there's vacuum guys.
Yeah. So, dusters, 10-gallon hats. And horse parking spaces.
Hold on, hold on.
Wait.
What do you think a 10-gallon hat is?
That's a good question.
Like a really big hat.
That can hold 10 gallons.
Can hold 10 gallons,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Wait, is that what it is?
That's exactly what it
is. Yeah, keep imagining that throughout this whole thing.
Like a really tall hat?
That's
like
perfect.
A Yosemite Sim hat?
Mm-hmm. Yosemite Simpson.
Okay.
Little known fact, Yosemite Sam is an average sized man. His hat just makes him look very small because it's a 10-gallon hat. So, a gun on your hip and a whiskey in your hand is how most men find themselves on nights like tonight.
That's like me right now.
Except with water.
And no gun.
And no gun on your hip.
How dare you ruin the picture I painted for the view listeners.
Well, you can't.
Yeah. I caught myself.
You can't have any of those things because you don't have a duster. You have to, in order to have a gun on your hip,
I do have
a duster. You have to have a. Oh,
I'm just not saying which one out of both of those I have, but I do have one.
Fair enough. So
she's so high.
Yeah, she is. You push
opioids.
Opioid.
What
was that?
I think that was a late response. To she's so high right now.
Yeah.
Minute later, opioids.
Oh my god. Oh, so you push open the swinging doors to a what? I didn't hear her.
I don't know.
You said open.
Uh-huh. Correct.
I think you're Joe Coy now.
Oh, that's what she's overcompensating for last time.
Oh my god. Okay, but I'm just laughing at the word open.
Joe Coy says open. I remember.
Oh my god. Alright, I need to get that out of my system.
Alright. You push open the
Now you.
No, I was waiting. I figured, like, okay, I'll wait. You push open the swinging doors to a saloon, and everyone turns to see who enters. The piano man stops, and the hooting and hollering of a busy night shrinks to a whisper. And Erica scored a touchdown, apparently. I don't know. What are you doing?
She's acting it out.
I'm acting it out, okay. Obviously.
And that's hooting and hollering?
Yeah, I'm hooting and hollering.
Oh, okay.
And then it dies down to a whisper.
Mm-hmm. The hooting and hollering of a busy night shrinks to a whisper. You approach an open seat at a poker table and sit down. An introduction isn't needed. Everyone knows who you are. As you make yourself comfortable, the music begins again, and the room slowly fills with the chatter from many conversations. What, you didn't, there was no hooting and hollering in that one.
Who taller?
Who taller?
Holler.
Drinks are brought to you and hand after hand is played. You win some, you lose some. And that's the nature of your favorite game, five card stud.
Are we Kenny Rogers? Because you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. That's me winning and losing.
You're winning some and you're losing some. Yeah,
yeah, you're winning. Yay. You're losing.
Oh. What if some people are into losing?
Well, you need to be much closer to the mic. Your mic moves.
Why does it move?
It comes closer to you is what I mean.
There.
Thank you very much.
So I've just walked into the saloon. Everyone stopped talking. The piani started pianying.
Yep. The piani man.
Yeah. I pull out my guns. Plunk, 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 I showed off because I spun them around.
Okay, I'm doing it. You walk in. Plunk, plunk, okay. Play along, plunk, plunk.
That's the door opening. Plunk. Plunk. All the hooting and hollering needs to stop. Somebody let the owls in, I guess. I sit down at a poker table and
the bartender says, "Hey, are you the owl man? Are you come to get that owl out of here?" All right.
We're in a saloon. I got it.
Yeah.
So now
I get it.
It's picking up.
Because I sat down at a table and I'm playing poker, but everyone knows who I am. So I must be Yosemite Simpson.
Yosemite Simpson.
Yosemite. Yep.
They were nervous at first because they're like, "Who's that behind that hat?" So, unknown to you.
Unknown to me, unknown to you, to all of us.
Unknown to you, a man is outside of Nuddle and Man's Saloon in Deadwood.
Ooh.
He's known.
Usually that's a bad thing.
He's known as broke. He's known as Broken Nose Jack.
Broken Nose Jack.
But raised as Jack McCall.
Broken Nose Jack McCall.
As Jack the perfect nose having.
Yeah. No, that's old. What's that? Is that old Pretty Nose Jim? No, that's Broken Nose Jack. Ah, oh, fuck his nose. Is that one good-eyed Bobby?
No, that's two good-eyed Bobby.
Oh, I don't like him. His eyes are too good. Last night, he was taking part. Okay, James McCall. Jack McCall is where we're at.
Uh-huh.
Last night, he was taking part of the poker games you were also involved in. He lost everything.
Nah, stupid.
So you gave him money for breakfast and asked him not to play again until he settled down and sobered up. He accepted the money and left, but he took it as an insult. Normally, you choose a corner seat when playing poker to have a wall protecting your back and a shot at the door if needed. But tonight, you've gotten a little too drunk and a little too comfortable.
Yeah, sounds like last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And accepted a seat facing away from the door and presenting an all-too-tempting target. Broken Nose Jack shouts, "Damn you, take that!" as he fires...
Yellow belly lady lizard.
as he fires directly into the back of your head, you die instantly, and the world says goodbye.
Bye, world.
To Wild Bill Hickok.
Nope. To who? To
Bye, Bill. John. Jack.
That was my reveal.
I know that was. That's what I was like.
Oh.
And the world says goodbye to Wild Bill Hickok.
Ooh.
Oh, that.
I'm about to tell you. Okay. You'll learn who that is shortly.
Wild Bill
Hickok.
Oh, yeah.
Wild Bill Good Eyes James.
I was going to say Wild Bill McCaw. Mm-hmm. Is Hawkeye?
Yep. And they call him Macaw because he gets those birds out of here normally. No, but not tonight.
What was his last name?
Hickok.
Oh. Hawkeye.
Yep. Wild Bill Hawkeye.
You don't remember him? He was in the Avengers.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
He shoots bows and arrows with you. With or all his guns.
Bows and arrows with little revolvers on the end of them.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, He was born James Butler Hickok on May 27th, 1837, to people who deserve a tremendous amount of praise and respect in their own right. Their names, although lesser known, are equally important to history and who we hope to be as a society. William Alonzo Hickok and his wife Polly Butler were on the proper side of the Civil War. They risked everything, including the lives of their children, in order to help runaway slaves, pursued freemen, and all peoples of color by being part of the Underground Railroad.
I'm still thinking of Deadwood. That's why. Because you said Railwood.
Railroad.
Yeah, but you said Railwood. Listen back to the recording.
Okay. By being part of the Underground Railroad, which is an important thing.
It is.
God.
What?
You can't make fun of that.
Dun, 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 railroad.
Okay, so his family, really were part of the Underground Railroad. They would legit hide from, like, there were people coming to pursue them, and they're like, they're in their cart with people hidden in the back, and they're like, quiet down, because they're going to murder us right now if we don't stay quiet and help and shit. And, like, Wild Bill was a kid. He was, like, 12 when they were doing this shit. And, I mean, he learned that at a young age. He learned that that's who you are. That's mm-hmm. That's how you be. Wild Bill is a legend for his gunfighting and being an all-around cowboy badass, which he was. But through everything, what he tried to be was a man who stuck to the values instilled in him by his parents. Protect those that can't protect themselves. Walk away rather than fight. And if forced to fight, win. At 18, while fighting a bully, the boys fell into a river, and each thought the other had died. Hickok, like, ran away from home, thinking he was now a fugitive for the killing of that kid.
Yeah.
Both of them survived.
Since each one of them thought the other died.
Yeah, exactly. So he fled to the Kansas Territory. All of these are, I'm going to say Kansas, but it's Kansas Territory. None of these are like,
They're not states yet.
Yeah, it's all, imagine wilderness. That's what's there. Mm-hmm. So he fled to the Kansas Territory and joined the Jayhawkers. The Jayhawkers were vigilantes. Also, vigilantes, like legit fucking cowboy Batman.
That's awesome.
That's who,
like,
these dudes were.
If shit hits the fan here, we need to be the Jayhawks.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm.
They legit, like, you'll hear right now, but, like, they're scouts.
Robbing stagecoaches.
No. Oh. They're stopping people robbing stagecoaches. They're the good guys in the, like I said, they're Batman. They're the good guys in the cowboy comics. Like, they would fucking roll up and be like, hey, you know, reach
stop
for the sky. Leave that lady alone.
Yeah.
And they're, oh, my hero. And they're, pacow.
Oh,
Zorro. And they shoot their
six shooters.
They shoot their way into the sunset.
Exactly.
They're Zorros.
Yeah, Zorros, yeah. So also in this group, who would become a lifelong friend of Wild Bill, was a 12-year-old boy at the time named William Cody. Is that name familiar to either of you?
It's not.
No. Mm-mm.
He will later be known as
Billy
Batman.
The Kid.
His name is William.
Yeah,
William. Bill. Billy.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Ass?
His name will later be Buffalo Bill.
Oh, Buffalo Bill.
You're such a dick. No fucking idiot. It's not that. His name is William.
Okay, because Billy the Kid, his name is Billy. That's why it didn't make sense to me, but okay.
That's Buffalo Bill.
So yeah. William, Buffalo Bill Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't put it in. Wild Bill actually saved Buffalo Bill. He was getting fucked up by a couple of dudes.
So many Bills.
That was a popular name back then.
William.
I was almost named Bill.
You were. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Abraham.
See how close that is?
Yeah. But he actually saved him. He was getting, Buffalo Bill was getting fucked up. And so Wild Bill was like, leave her alone. Reach for the sky.
You yellow belly
lady lizard.
Yep. And saved him. So they became friends and shit.
Nice.
Both boys would go on to become scouts in the U.S. Army. They were also scouts in the Jayhawkers. That's everyone kind of did everything, but they were primarily scouts.
Mm-hmm.
2 years later, and fight in the Utah War.
Never heard of that war.
The Utah War was something I had never heard of.
Oh.
But basically, the Mormon settlers in Utah thought themselves... Oh, I didn't even catch that, but yeah.
I was going to ask, but I thought it was...
Known.
A given. Yeah.
That was time, so sorry.
Uh-huh.
So was I.
Basically, the Mormon settlers in Utah thought themselves governed by their chosen leader and by God, so they wouldn't become part of the U.S. The war lasted about a year, and no major battles were fought, except one where 126 people were massacred.
Whoa.
I didn't look into it much, because I would then be doing a tangential report on a war, which would be a huge subject, and there's multiple wars, multiple battles, multiple conflicts in this report, so I was like, I can't go into one without going into all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go into that, but it sounded pretty crazy. I didn't know the Mormons were like, fuck off, guys. Pacow, pacow. I thought they were like, hey, all don't drink Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah. And that's about it.
So during these times, Wild Bill becomes known to be a man who defends the downtrodden and always stands up for what's right. And this sometimes caused him to be involved in situations that otherwise he wouldn't be in. So that's all during the Jayhawkers. He's known to be a marksman. He's like an excellent shot. He's an all-around good guy, like a stand-up guy. And like a badass, man. That's really cool. So now, after the Jayhawkers, after all of that, now working for the Pony Express, Duck Bill Hickok finds himself in Rock Creek at a relay station owned by the Wellmans family. And they're struggling. They're indebted to Dave McCandless. McCandless is the guy who calls him Duck Bill, like derogatorily.
It's supposed to be a bad thing, but he's owning it.
But he's not owning it.
Oh, I thought he hates that guy called him that.
No, because that guy calls him Duck Bill.
Yeah,
but so fucking bills. James Hickok hates it.
This is still just two bills.
It's just the one bill.
Wait, no, it's two bills.
Well, William Cody does not come back for a
Duck
while.
Bill, okay, but we've brought Buffalo up Buffalo Bill, Wild Bill.
Okay.
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah. So many bills.
William Shatner.
Fucking choose a different name, people.
Okay. So he's at Rock Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Creek is owned by the Wellmans.
Oh,
and it is
Bill Wellman.
And it is part of the Pony Express.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Canlis.
The Pony Express.
Owned the land before the Wellmans.
Pony Express.
Uh-huh.
I'm explaining this because you're going to ask these questions later.
Okay.
The McCandless comes with a posse to either collect his money or remove the tenants of the property. It's unknown as to who fires the first shot in this conflict, but a shot is fired by someone, Wellmans, which everyone agrees it's Wellmans,
mm-hmm.
Who was hiding behind a curtain, and McCandless is killed. A short shootout erupts, and all but three of the McCandless posse are killed by Hickok. Two are wounded by Wild Bill, and the Wellmans finish them off, like legit with fucking a pickaxe and shit. Like they're like,
damn.
We're finishing this.
Yeah.
The last is McCandless's son, who is still a boy, like 10 years old, and he's allowed to leave.
Is his name Bill too?
Yep.
Fucking knew it.
So this is the birth of, in quotes, Wild Bill,
mm-hmm.
the man who stood between a family and an entire gang who sought to do them harm. He didn't kill just a couple of guys. The story immediately grows to where Wild Bill single-handedly gunned down dozens, and he's now seen as a legendary gunslinger.
So whoever was spreading that story was a Patrick, how he just over-exaggerates it with time. Like that time I ran you over and then backed up.
That's been recorded. That is an episode.
No.
Yes, it has.
Has it been an episode?
Yes, it has been.
It's entitled Abe Hit Me With a Car.
Oh, shit. That was.
Yeah. So everyone knows that you're a liar right now.
No,
Abraham.
No, no.
Look at how stupid you look.
Nope. How dare you?
Yeah. How dare you call me out on that thing that's 100% accurate?
Nope, not 100%.
So he left town to avoid retribution for the killings and joined the Union Army during the Civil War. I don't have tons about his specific actions during the Civil War. Just that Hickok's accuracy has him become known as Deadshot.
That's a badass nickname.
Well, he's known as a Deadshot, but they call him Deadshot.
Yeah,
yeah. And
like
the
Will Smith.
Like Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was a good old Will Smith.
And okay,
type.
You know the fucking whoosh, 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 with the guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fancy flipping, drawing of a holstered revolver is known today because of Wild Bill.
So he didn't invent it, but he made it famous.
No, he
invented it.
Like he's
used it just because it became known.
Billing.
Okay, he used a reverse revolver draw. So he would have to swing his revolver around in order to holster it so it looked like a flourish after using his weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So he would, you know, everyone is
down, and then put it away.
Yeah, everyone is just a straight draw like that.
Yeah.
He would reach in
like a lame
and flip it and bah, and then have to swing it around, flip it, and holster it.
Mm-hmm.
So he got it to where it could be like one motion and just fucking bam, but all fancy and quick, and put it back.
Cool.
That was I wish I could do that.
That's his thing, and he does that. That's legitimately how he shoots.
Every single time?
Yeah, every single time.
Pow, and then reloading, he has to, one at a time, he has to whip it out. No.
Whoa.
He whips it out with this hand, and he reloads with this hand. No, but that's legit how he draws his weapon, fires, and puts it back. Like, yeah. That's why it's known now. The fancy flipping is because of Wild Bill.
That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I watch... it always impresses me whenever I watch a movie and they start doing shit like that.
Okay.
So cool.
Every single cowboy trope that you're aware of...
He did that. It was Wild Bill. Based off of him.
He said, like, yeehaw?
I'm sure he did. He's already hooted and hollered. So we know that for him.
He was a lady lizard. He's on the set of you, yellow belly lady lizard.
Yep, he was. I have that in here later. Here it is. And he also said, you flip flip lady lizard.
Filet lizard.
So right after the Civil War ends, Hickok moves to Springfield, Missouri. Missouri Territory, all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right next to the Simpsons.
Yeah. The war ended like days and weeks ago, like just ended.
Yeah.
And the soldiers of the losing side are literally everywhere, all across the country, which, you know, Wild Bill finds himself seated across from just such a soldier at a poker table. Over the course of the past few weeks in Springfield, Hickok and Tut, the guy's name, have played many games of cards, exchanging wins and losses. Tonight...
Wins and losses, yay.
Oh. Tonight is Hickok's turn to lose. He's down $25, and even though Hickok is well-known and a man of his word and good for the debt, Tut asks for Hickok's watch as collateral. Hickok willingly gave it, but told Tut not to wear it around town because it would be taken as an insult. I'm good for my word, but you're making me seem like I'm not, so don't let me catch you wearing that shit because it's a big deal. You know, his reputation is a big deal for him. The next day, Tut did exactly that.
Walking around, showing the watch
off. Legit, in hand. Not even in his pocket, anything. In hand, like, fucking check what I got. Telling his buddies, you know what I mean? Because Wild Bill has a reputation already.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got this motherfucker's watch. So, Tut stepped out onto the town square, not knowing that one of the most iconic events in history was about to unfold. On the dirt crossroads that made up the town square.
No way!
Stood Tut wearing Hickok's watch. Hickok stepped out onto the opposite end of the square and called out to Tut, "Don't you cross that square wearing my watch." Neither man backing down.
Oh, hold on. I can't whistle right now. Yeah, there we go. That's what I was trying. My mouth is so fucking dry. I can't whistle.
Wah.
Whoa.
What? Oh, I'm sick. I'm sick.
What makes it better was right before this, we were watching Britain's Got Talent, and a girl goes a little off key, and Patrick's all, whoa.
That's true. Okay.
That's so fucking cool already. I love this story.
So, neither man backing down, they faced each other, exposed their holstered revolvers.
That's when their fingers are all twitchy towards the gun.
Dude, they legit, they're wearing dusters.
Yeah, you know fucking what I just watched?
Whip that shit back.
Not a good movie, but it reminds me of Back to the Future 3. Because that's where they were.
Yeah, that's good shit, man. I think it's a good movie. I genuinely think.
Story-wise.
I think all of them are good movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a different podcast now.
So they exposed their holstered revolvers and readied themselves. Like that, like legit, flip the dusters back and fucking you know, hands off to the side. We're ready for this. Tut fearlessly draws and fires first. Hickok replies with a shot of his own. The reason this shootout is so important is because this is not how shootouts happened. They were usually at night or on a lonely road or during a robbery or some other crime. Like, it wasn't just out like that.
Why during another crime?
Because that's how it's a shootout. You exchange fire that way.
Oh, okay.
You
don't. I imagined like a face-to-face, take three steps forward, turn around and shoot, like while another crime is being committed.
No, that's a duel. You're talking about a duel. Yeah. That's not this.
Yeah.
So this was the first showdown in the middle of a busy town square with average people as spectators. And what those spectators saw once the gun smoke cleared was Tut on the floor and Wild Bill, clad in his duster, 10-gallon hat, flip his duster back to draw his left revolver with a flourish to defend himself in case Tut's associates decided to draw their guns.
Damn.
So he fucking whips this one out with a flourish, fires, drops the dude, and then now, with a flourish, flips his duster back, whips this one out, and is like, fucking, it was a good shoot. Like, you boys put him down, and they fucking lay down their guns, because it's like, this dude's what's up. So Hickok now solidified his reputation as a legendary gun fighter, not just a gunslinger, a gun fighter now. So, being the man that he is, he, of course, turned himself in for Tut's killing.
Damn, that's like, he's got a really, really good moral code for turning himself in after this dude was like, hey, I'm going to fucking insult you in front of everyone after you told me not to.
Yeah. And this is the time. No one's stopping him. Yeah. They're leaving him alone.
He didn't shoot first. He was just defending himself.
That's his thing. He pleaded self-defense. He knew he was innocent. So he went in and was like, Sheriff, I killed him. It was a good shoot. And so they found him not guilty on the grounds that Tut drew first. So newspapers wrote about the gunfight, which increased Hickok's fame. And he knew that with that fame would come challengers who would try to test their skills against his.
That's exactly what I was thinking right now. As soon as he got more famous, I was like, ugh. It's the whole superhero thing. If there's a hero that comes up.
A supervillain has to rise.
Yeah.
That is going to be the through line for this entire report.
Oh, wow.
As he gets more famous, there is just more and more target aimed at him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. You'd imagine the more famous he is, you're like, oh, this guy has to be good. Maybe not fuck with him.
You'll hear later that that's part of it, but there's always people who are like, this dude's famous. Let's take him down, you know? So he moved to Fort Riley, Kansas, where he used his reputation to become a deputy federal marshal, catching horse wranglers, counterfeiters, and outlaws. Also, sometimes serving as a scout for the 7th Cavalry. Well, I'm going to say that again. Sometimes serving as a scout for the 7th
Cavalry.
Henry Cavalry.
Yep.
There we go. Under George A. Custer.
Ooh.
Do we know this name?
I know that name.
I know that name.
Who would go on to become famous for the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Colonel.
What?
Just leave me alone. I'm trying to stay quiet here.
Okay. You should be talking. You're on a podcast. You have a mic.
I know, but.
All right. Wild Bill then agrees to an interview with a reporter who sought him out after the readers of the paper demanded more information about him. So, Hickok answered the questions he was asked, and the reporter turned around and exaggerated his answers.
What a Patrick.
And even provided illustrations to events that either never happened or he never witnessed.
What a Patrick.
I really, really hope they were stick figure illustrations.
They weren't. I've seen them. They're legit drawings. And
it'd be better.
There's
and we'll
one.
Have
I didn't,
them on Instagram.
Imagine a stick figure with the hand sticking out.
Book,
and so the gun is on. Just a sideways L.
There,
those are the guns.
There's one. I didn't read into it, but I saw some of the photos. Mm-hmm. They're good drawings.
Yeah.
There's one with a horse on a pool table, but like Like, imagine the horse standing only on one pocket of the pool table.
Okay, I was about to ask, is the whole horse on the table?
No.
Or is the horse on the table as if it's shooting pool?
No, the horse has all 4 feet on one pocket, one edge, one corner pocket.
A tiny horse.
Of the pool table. It's trying to stand on a tiny ball?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know the context of that image, but I saw that. And I was like,
that's horse?
Fucking insane. No, it's a full, it's Hickok's horse, apparently. Like, saddle and everything. It's on there. I don't understand the context, but that's what I saw. And I was
really
like, this
hope
is
that happened.
Ridiculous. This is when Wild Bill becomes a national hero, rather than just a story known by some in the area. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink. I'm going to have to stop and take drinks because... Yeah.
You make most of the noises.
I do. That's why I stop. I that's why I leave spaces in between because I know I make a lot of noises. And right now I'm trying to talk. And I can't breathe out of my nose. So I'm trying to talk and breathe. And
take breaths in without...
yeah. So that's why. So I'm running out of breath as I'm talking, but I'm trying to control my breathing as much as possible. So, in 1869, after losing an election in Springfield to become the marshal, Hickok was recommended to travel to Hays City, Kansas. You know how people say the wrong side of the tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are all the sides of the tracks in Hays City.
They stole the tracks. There are no tracks to be on the wrong side of. That's how bad it is.
It's legit. Side. Yeah, it's legit a rail city. So, like, it's... It lives off of the, you know, its commerce is the rails, the trains coming through.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a rail city.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of men getting off the trains and cattle runs with their fresh pay and a need for drinks and women. And with that comes violence.
Ooh, they're iron pirates because they live on the tracks.
Well, and the prairie.
Yeah. Oh,
so it finishes. The people move their cattle to there. To load them onto the trains to take them across the rest of the way.
Damn.
So you have, you know, cattle rustlers. You got, they're called Dovers. They're people who literally walk. Hickok was a Dover as well before all of this. They literally walk cattle across the fucking country.
Damn.
Like on foot. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you ride it?
They didn't think of that. That's not invented till next year.
Okay.
They're like, you know, this sucks. There's got to be a better way.
I just imagine the saddles on the cows now.
Yeah.
Just riding those.
But it's the first run, so it's on the horns. So Hickok is now a famous marshal,
mm-hmm.
notoriously deadly. So being surrounded by young men who drank their way to being just confident enough to test him, he was constantly on the lookout for challengers and danger. One day, while at a saloon, which is currently hosting Custer's 7th Cavalry, who he used to ride with, two soldiers tried to take down Hickok for fame. One held him, while the other pulled a gun to his head and fired.
What a piece of shit.
The soldier's gun misfired, but Hickok's didn't. He defended himself, killing one and wounding the other. The saloon was literally full of cavalrymen, their brothers in arms. So Hickok retreated to a cemetery and waited to be attacked by the cavalry.
Yeah, oh, wow. Like literally.
Like the literally, it's, the cavalry. It's him. It's me against the cavalry. The cavalry never came. He didn't think it was safe to stay in Hays, so he moved on to a place that would see the death of Wild Bill's career as a lawman. Abilene, Kansas. Here... Here, Wild Bill was again elected sheriff and tried to restore order to another lawless town. This one worse than the last. Basically, the term Wild West was coined for this place.
Damn.
So.
Where anything can happen.
Yeah, it, like legit. It's there was a quote saying that I don't remember exactly what. I don't remember the verbiage because it's all old timey,
mm-hmm.
but he's saying there is no other no other land for liquor like this. And like men fear like neither man nor law. They don't give a shit. Like this is fucking chaos.
So this is the wild, wild west, like the movie.
Hickok, legit.
With Will Smith.
With Will Smith.
Ah.
Yep.
You brought him up earlier, didn't
and
you?
And this yeah, land is the land for the liquor land. And giant mechanical spiders.
It's Florida.
But he legit comes in and fucking old school cowboy movie, badass sheriff. He lays down the law, man.
And everyone there is a bank thief.
All of them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. We're about to talk about a saloon owner who is a murderer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, God. So, the Bull's Head Saloon had a partial owner by the name of Phil Coe.
Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Coe Collins.
Yeah. Phil had painted an advertisement of a rampaging bull with a huge dangler on the side of his saloon as an advertisement. So, residents complained, and this led to problems between Hickok and Coe. Coe refused to edit the bull sausage, so Hickok edited it himself. No idea how, but I imagine that dangler ain't dangling no more.
Matter, like, he drew a happy face on it.
Yeah, and a second bull's head. So there's a lot of other issues with them, because, I mean, keep in mind, prostitution is legal around this time. So there's arguments that some people say that there was an issue between Coe and Hickok because of a prostitute as well. Excuse me. The bull advertisement.
It wasn't just the main problem. It was on top of.
That's what did it, really. Yeah. That's what now Hickok is undermining Coe of his own place, like through his own place, mm-hmm. in front of everyone publicly. So that's what put it out there. That's what became an issue. So Coe was furious and tried to convince saloon patrons who he thought to be on the wrong side of the law to kill Hickok. In an attempt to intimidate and scare Hickok, Coe said that he could kill a crow on its wing while flying. I could shoot a crow out of the air.
Oh, that's what I was like.
A crow on its wing.
To which Hickok asked.
He cuts a wing off with the crow on top of it.
Yeah, I got you. Step. He's not even with a knife, just stepping on it.
You came to the wrong side of town, you stupid crow.
These are all the wrong side of the tracks. So he can kill a crow on its wing. To which Hickok asked, did the crow have a gun? Did it fire back? Because I will.
He's pretty much calling him all, blah, blah, blah. It's easy to kill a crow. I could do that. Pacham, pacham.
Yeah, pretty he much.
Everything with pacham, pacham.
Pacham, pacham, yeah. So, some nights later, both Hickok and Coe were drinking in the saloon. Coe was drunk, super drunk, and left. And shortly after, the shots were heard outside. Hickok exited and asked the hostile crowd who had fired the shot.
Hey, hostile crowd, who found that shot?
She was saying, hey, how's the crowd doing tonight?
Yeah.
He's doing stand-up now when he comes out. So he came out and he asked the hostile crowd, what?
Who had fired the shot?
I'm sorry. He was interrupted. That's why I didn't hear.
Hickok was a known hero of the Union Army. And this being cattle season, lots of Texas Confederate soldiers
were you were going to say the cattle shot first.
Yeah. Move. It's Ferdinand the Bull. Hickok found himself surrounded by potential enemies as Coe emerged from the road, gun in hand. Coe claimed to be firing at a stray dog, and Hickok called out to arrest Coe. Put your gun away. No guns allowed in town. You're under arrest. Coe raised his gun at Wild Bill, but Hickok fired first and killed Coe. Immediately after, Hickok heard running steps on the planks behind him. He turned and saw a figure with gun in his hand. He fired twice, killing his deputy, who was going to assist Wild Bill.
Oh, no.
Wild Bill never forgave himself for this accident.
Did he kill himself?
You heard how he died in the beginning of the report.
What?
Wild Bill never forgave himself for this accident. And never served as a lawman again. He worked odd jobs and drank constantly.
Jobs are so odd.
Jobs are so odd.
The mistake he made tortured him forever, and he traveled aimlessly until he came across an old friend of his from before life became so complicated. William Cody, now Buffalo famous Bill. As Buffalo Bill Cody.
Nice.
He had a world-famous show that featured trick shots, animal acts, battles with natives from the, in quotes, Indian War.
But the animals were happy about it. Because I know that's probably what you're wondering about.
Titled Buffalo Bill's Wild West. Cody hired Hickok to be in the show, but Wild Bill hated being on stage and eventually literally shot out a spotlight that he didn't want to be on him. He was fired from the show.
From his own show?
From Wild Bill's, or from Buffalo Bill's show.
Wait. Who was fired?
Wild Bill.
From his own show?
No, from Buffalo Bill's.
Buffalo Bill. Okay, let me read this. That again then.
Buffalo Bill came, had a show. He told Wild Bill, hey, come do my show.
Fucking Bill
shot
names.
Out the headlight. He shot out the spotlight, and Buffalo Bill was like, hey, get the fuck out of here, Wild Bill.
I got it.
Because I'm Buffalo Bill. There. Are you all caught up?
Okay. Two Bills.
We can't talk about the West without the mention of gold.
Go do your gold miner impression.
What gold miner impression?
You don't have an old prospector?
No. I was going to say, I love gold.
You don't have a prospector, really?
I do. Do I? No.
I'm asking if you do.
I don't know.
You've been real quiet except for inopportune moments. So here's a chance. Go. You don't have a prospector?
No, I don't. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Gold was found in a place that may sound a bit familiar, called Deadwood. Wild Bill has heard of a fortune to be found near Deadwood. So he does what most people did at the time and search the hills, valleys, streams, mountains, and everywhere else you can think of, hoping to find something shiny. Any money pulled from the earth is spent on booze and Hickok's favorite pastime, five-card stud. Tonight, he finds himself playing with a drifter known as Broken Nose Jack, and Hickok is winning hand after hand.
Now, does it sound familiar?
For the record, he dies now. That's the I'm ending at the beginning of the story, just so you know. Yeah. So, after firing the cowardly shot into the head of Wild Bill Hickok, Broken Nose Jack attempts to flee by stealing a horse to ride out of town. However, the horse throws him, and Jack is immediately captured. He stands trial, and after 7 months, is executed for the cowardly murder of a just, honest, and real American legend. And that's not all.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. All of this from the beginning, where he's in Rock Creek and he's working for the Pony Express and he kills the entire gang single-handedly. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning, Wild Bill Hickok did all of this after being attacked by a bear, having his arm torn open and his chest and ribs crushed. The treatment for his injuries was being sent to the Pony Express station in Rock Creek. His legend started when he could barely draw a full breath.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy shit. I love how, like, he was such a good guy. Even the horse was like, nope, fuck off, guy. You're going to go face what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, damn, this guy sounds like a badass.
My thing is, okay, there are some little not so great things here and there. It's mainly during the elections to become a marshal.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of, you know, he did some smear campaigns and things like that, but nothing really, nothing ever proven and nothing really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a shootout where he got arrested for it, and it was debated whether the other guy drew first or not. Not the top one, a different one. Because there's a lot that we didn't cover. Like, he did so much more than what I could put in this report.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, little things like that. But he was always found not guilty. And That's that.
And I mean, it's pretty easy to not find a guy guilty when he turns himself in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, hey, no, I know I'm not. So there you go. Have at it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wow.
So that's my report. But I mean, the dude was a legit badass. And every single trope you see in a Western, that's Wild Bill.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, the only thing that that he didn't do that I mean, maybe he did, I just didn't read about, was jumping from a runaway stagecoach to a horse.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Like he did everything else though. Like he thwarted train robberies and all kinds of stuff. You know, he took on gangs. Like the way his legend started, that continued. He kept taking on gangs, and he arrested like 15 dudes at once and transported them, and like he was fucking awesome, man. Legitimately fucking cool.
Like all, well, I guess not all, but a lot of badasses nowadays are based off of his character.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like when you mentioned the whole, you know, they didn't know who shot first, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. That's Han and Greedo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like all fucking cowboy movies. That's not even a cowboy movie.
It's a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, because everyone does those tropes. Like, as soon as you throw horses and Western in there, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's always, to me, a good movie.
Hell yeah, man. Westerns are legit.
Yeah.
They're really cool. Because you have the very real sense of danger when you're watching it. Because they're not flying around shooting lasers. It's a guy who is, when he gets shot, you like, you know that that's a dirty wound. And there's a lead bullet in there. And he's got to dig it out and shit. And like, you know the conditions in which they lived. And if you don't get it out now, even if you do get it out now, you're probably going to die of infection. Like, it's painful and bad, and it's just, those are awesome movies, man.
They're so fucking good. Yeah. I feel like watching a Western now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the Tarantino one?
Magnificent. Rambo 4 is in the west of the side of the Philippines. Or Vietnam, rather. Whatever. Same thing.
That's true. I heard that Rambo is based off of Wild Bill.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much, man.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah. You just kind of put him in different situations, and now in this time he was Wild Bill. In this time he was Rambo.
Imagine if Wild Bill had a 50 caliber attached to his fucking horse. He would have been Rambo. That's it.
And he still has to pull him out and fucking spin him around and everything.
Yeah. It's he would be Jonah Hex, man. Just all fucking crazy. Jonah Hex is Wild Bill, except with better guns. Yeah.
Man. That's so fucking cool. I never knew the story about Wild Bill. Like I've only heard some things here and there. But like I didn't know he was attacked by a bear and then started his badassness.
I wrote it
after surviving a bear attack.
I wrote it this way because I found out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard this story and I was like, fuck, that's amazing. Then through the research, I found out that he was at Rock Creek because he was literally crushed by, oh, dude, you know how he survived that bear attack?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he fucking got out of that bear attack? He
punched the bear in the face.
Just one step away from that, man.
What?
He defended himself with a fucking knife. He killed that bear with a knife.
Wow.
Yeah.
The bear.
Yeah.
So the Revenant, he is the Revenant then.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I forgot to write that down. But yeah, he was attacked by a bear, ripped open, chest crushed, ribs crushed, kills the bear with a fucking knife, then gets sent for 4 months or some shit to Rock Creek. In those 4 months is when he fought that gang, won, and became Wild Bill.
He was sent there to recover, and he just ended
and he
up
just fucking, whoa. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And you know, broken bones don't settle up in 4 months, man. So he's sitting there with broken ribs, crushed chest, can barely take a breath, having a gunfight. Yeah. And winning.
Possible.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dude was legit.
Hell yeah, he was.
And a redhead.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Every picture you see, I looked that up too.
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah. Every picture
you
see.
He's supposed to be the rootinest, tootinest.
Darnest.
Darnest.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. Just.
Just add more stuff. Hearinest.
Yeah.
Guy in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you forget this happened in the West?
No, I was in the world.
Oh.
Maybe.
I guess. I mean,
in the Western world.
It is in the world.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, all like just crazy how all of this shit went down.
Yeah. That's cool.
Like, are there any documentaries about him?
Yeah, anything? I watched a couple.
Yeah? Dude, that's fucking cool. I think I'm going to do that. Go down a little YouTube rabbit hole about him.
You'll probably find more stuff than what I put in. Like I said, I was still finding, I found out about the bear after.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I threw that in, but I liked it because I was like, I'll tell you the cool stuff and then be like, oh,
and then I'll tell you even more cool stuff.
You know? Yeah. He did all of this all super fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah. And he really did walk in like criminals. It's a criminal city. And as he's walking through, he is looking out for challengers and shit like that. But the criminals do respect him because they're like, don't fuck with him, man. Because he's this celebrity. He's known for killing dozens or hundreds of men. So like,
and rightfully, like, yeah, he's not just going around murdering. He's doing it. Well, it sounds wrong if I say he's doing it the right way.
No, he is doing it but the right way. I agree. He's doing it the right way.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking Wild Bill and not Buffalo Bill.
Not Buffalo Bill. Although Buffalo Bill is legit too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about him.
Well, maybe that's another report because he's pretty cool too, man.
Then their paths cross.
Mm-hmm. Their paths cross
with
a lot of people, actually.
Oh.
Like
Jesse James.
Have you heard of I don't think Jesse James. Have you heard of Calamity Jane?
Yeah.
Yes.
They cross paths with Calamity Jane.
Both of them?
Both of them.
Oh,
Calamity
wow.
Jane was, well, spoilers for those episodes. Calamity Jane was in Buffalo Bill's show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know
if this Buffalo Bill show.
Yeah, I don't know if at the same time or whatever, but they were both in that show. So that's their paths cross with all of this.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
God damn.
Okay, a little tidbit that I learned about Buffalo Bill.
Uh-huh.
He had there's two guys named Bill, not Wild Bill. Two other guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's Buffalo Bill, who we know,
mm-hmm.
and Random Bill that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Duck Bill.
They were both, yep, Duck Bill. They were both going by Buffalo Bill. And they said, no, no, we can't do this. There's only one Buffalo Bill, and it's me, fuckface.
This town is only...
There's only...
Yeah, wherever the line goes.
go, you got
this
it.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
For the both Buffalo us. Yep. And so they were like, all right, let's have a fucking shootout. Not with each other.
Wait, what?
With the town.
With the buffalo. Let's go.
So that game where the buffalo, I guess buffalo ducks, whatever the animal, it goes across. That's what it's based off of?
That's what it's based off
no
of.
No fucking way.
It's them. They're like, to be called Buffalo Bill, let's go see who can bag the most buffalo to earn the name.
Who can kill the most buffalo?
Yeah.
I hate them.
And so, well, spoilers for the Buffalo Bill episode. You're going to hate a lot of it. So, yeah, they were like, let's fucking do it. I already know the number. I don't want to say too much. Maybe I should not say so much. Do you want to know or should I?
I mean, I do want to know how many.
Okay.
And like by how much to see by a lot. It's by a lot.
A substantial number. I mean, considering the fact that they're buffalo, a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Give me the number because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more interesting stuff about them.
Random dude was like, fuck you, buffalo. Other Bill.
Yeah.
I got this. So he goes on. They're on horseback. They're shooting. He's using other Bill is using a Henry rifle. He's using a faster firing, cartridges and going to town. You know, mm-hmm. he's able to take down more buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both on horseback.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bill that we know as Buffalo Bill is using a slower firing, higher caliber round. So he's able to put out less shots per minute. He goes through other Bill. Takes down anywhere from 46 to 49 buffalo. I don't remember the exact number, but mm-hmm. that's where we're at. Buffalo Bill that we know takes down almost 70.
Damn.
And so they just fucking go through and pa-cow, pa-cow, pa-cow. And he earned the right to be called Buffalo Bill because
of
that.
How long did they do it for?
It was hours. They went on, I think it was like 11 hours that they went over this horse riding horses, fucking taking down buffalo. Yeah. That's what they did back then. They were both buffaloers, buffalo men, whatever. That was their job. That's how they made their livelihood. That's how everyone made their livelihood. That's why there's so few buffalo here.
I don't like it.
I mean, you're not helping the situation by eating buffalo wings.
I don't eat that's buffaloes. That's
true. Poor just their baby wings. Buffaloes. I eat just their wings.
Yeah. Phil Coe can kill a crow on its wing. Erica can kill a buffalo on its wing.
Oh, man. I like that's this. Crazy. I like the whole Wild West.
I thought so. That's why I didn't want to say too much about Buffalo Bill because I was like, I could do one on Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of figures that we could do it on. Like, look at
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, Buffalo Bill, Wyatt Earp, all of those.
Oh, that's right.
All of them. Like, Wyatt Earp is so fucking cool. Like, that's totally another report.
Yeah.
But all of these characters are, they're not characters, they're people.
They're people, yeah.
All of these people are deserving of a report. Their stories are fucking amazing. Tragic and with bloodshed. Oh, and also there was a lot of marriages. I didn't put all that in because I really want, like last time with the Donner Party, I kind of wanted to dehumanize a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
With this, I kind of wanted to focus on the legend of, you know, and
so don't humanize it. Yeah, yeah, it's going to take away from the legend.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I went with here. But there is a lot more to him that I didn't put in.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's my report.
Damn, that was fucking cool. Awesome.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you guys have ideas for other topics for us to do, or if you guys are interested in this and want to hear more about the Wild West or World War II or anything, any other topics, let us know. You can get a hold of us at twtapod@gmail.com, or you can talk to Erica over on Instagram at twtapod. We also now have a Facebook group. If you search us, TWTA Pod, same thing. So, you guys, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.